Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
I'd like us to take our thoughts this evening in continuation of our study. We'll take it again from the Songs of Solomon. And we'd like to take chapter 1 of Songs of Solomon. And I'd like us to read from verse 1. And I'd like us to read up to verse 8. Who would like to read for us? Yes, sir.
The song of God, which is Solomon, with the teeth of his mouth. For thy law is better than wine, because of the Sabbath of the good order. Thy name is as all men fall for. Therefore, to the badness love thee. For me, we will run after thee. The king has brought me into his chamber. He will be glad and rejoice in thee. He will remember thy love more than wine. He will upright love thee. I am glad, but for thee. All the daughters of Jerusalem, and the sons of the Judah, and the daughters of Solomon, do not offend me, because I am black, because the sun has looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard has I not kept. Tell me, know that whom my soul loveth. Where thou treadest, where thou treadest thy foot, rest at me. For why should I see as one that turneth aside by the flock of thy companion? See thou know not, O thou fearest among women, go thy way, forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy feet beside.
Praise the Lord. Before we commence our speaking, let's read Acts chapter 20. Can we have another person read for us verse 28? Thank you. Let's take the last passage. First Timothy.
Timothy, kere.
And let's look at chapter 4.
Timothy, kere, ori kere.
Verse 12 to verse 16.
And that's the lady, he can see the room.
Let that woman inspire you. We have an example of a believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, the light come. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, neglect not. But he is indeed, because given thee by prophecy, with the name under the hand of the priest, meditate upon these things, give thyself holy to them, thy prophecy may appear wrong. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that believe.
Thank you very much. Now, when we read Joshua chapter 3 2 days ago, we raised some very critical issues. That ever before the people can move from where they are, they must see the priest and the ark moving. And we said in our own generation, we don't carry a box. We are not even asked just to carry the Bible. God was demanding that the word become our flesh. And that we will, men will see his glory in our lives. But when we were reading Joshua chapter
3,
we saw that the Holy Spirit was insisting that there must be a space between the priests that are bearing the ark and the people. The Bible even recommended 2,000 cubits. That allows people to see. That would give the people a clear perspective of where they are going. That the priests, those that have been called into the ministry, must move first. And they cannot even move at the same level with those that they are leading. If they are just walking side by side, the people will not know the way. There was need that our life will give a gap, 2,000 cubit gap, to those that we are leading. We are not talking about an arbitrary space. We are talking about the space that our lives, gives to those that are foreigners. That when we're talking about providing leadership, what people must see in our lives must be 2,000 cubits ahead of their own lives. That no matter how they are growing, every time they lift up their eyes, they see the priest still ahead of them. No matter how much they have grown in their prayer life, when they will say yes, they have prayed, they should still be able to see the priest 2,000 cubits ahead in his own prayer life. We are not talking about making the people to be stagnant by saying, hey, listen, yeah.
Ah, so that you cannot come to this level.
We're talking about a priest that is growing at a pace far, far ahead of those that is leading.
I'm sorry, Nepa Alufa, a ponta banivele, ne a wine, a two gadgeti away, a ponta dilo.
It is not enough just to be spiritual. It is important to far outrun the spirituality of those that we are leading. If it does not outweigh their own spirituality, they will not see any difference. So the challenge that has come upon our lives is not just enough to be a Christian in your own right. It is good to be a Christian. But to be a leader of others, there must be a 2,000 cubits of leadership gap that our lives has given to those that are following us. And you will notice that the way Joshua put it, why the river Jordan is still overflowing its banks, what were the priests supposed to do? They were to go and step into it. What if the water sweep them away? That was the difference that God was beginning to introduce into leadership under the life of Joshua. That you see what God wanted to do, not just a magical miracle. It's not just that he flipped his rod and everything is off. And what many of us are always looking for is that kind of the miraculous. But you see, God is looking for something more. God was looking for leaders who are working with God, congruent with the word of God, that in their work with God, they can tell the people that they are leading, follow me.
Mm-hmm. èyí wọ́n lè ní ìgboyà láti sọ fún àwọn tó ń tẹ̀lé wọn wípé ẹ tẹ̀lé mi.
They walk into the floods.
Wọ́n rìn lọ sínú omi tó ń sàn yìí.
With the glory of God on their lives.
Ẹ̀gbọ́n òkú Ọlọ́run lórí ayé wọn.
The Jordan does not need to break.
Jordan ò nílò láti péyà.
What will break the Jordan?
Ohun tí ó pin Jordan níyà ni pé.
Is our footsteps.
Ìgbésẹ̀ wa sínú rẹ̀.
Our own lives stepping into situations for God will break the way for the people we are leading.
Ìgbésí ayé wa tó ń bọnú ipò tàbí ipò tí àwọn ènìyàn wà fún Ọlọ́run òní yóò ṣe ọ̀nà àbáyọ fún àwọn èèyàn tí à ń darí.
Whereas we would have loved to stay at the same point with all of them.
Ìbá tiẹ̀ dá kájọ wà ní adé ipò kan náà pẹ̀lú wọn.
I'm commanding River Jordan to break.
Ká sì máa pàṣẹ fún Jordan pé ó yá pínyà.
But that's not what God wanted.
Ìtọ́lọ́run fẹ́ kọ́ nìyẹn.
God was looking for men, women, who bear in their lives.
Ọlọ́run ń wá ọkùnrin àti obìnrin èyí tí wọ́n ń gbé nínú ayé wọn.
They are also just walking.
Àwọn náà ń rìn ní ohun.
They are not jumping, they are not flying.
Wọn ò mọ fò, wọn ò mọ bẹ́.
But in their walk with God.
Wọ́n nínú ìrìn wọn pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
They are 2,000 cubits ahead of those they are leading.
Ìpàwọ́ ẹgbà ni wọ́n fi wà níwájú ju àwọn tí wọ́n darí lọ.
They walk into the impossible floods.
Wọ́n wọnú odò omi tó ya tó sàbẹ̀ pé kò ṣeé ṣe.
It is because people see you walking into it.
Nítorí pé àwọn èèyàn sì rí pé ìwọ náà ti dẹ́sẹ̀ bọ ayami.
That they can see the way into it.
Ni wọ́n fi lè rí ọ̀nà láti gbà láàrin rẹ̀.
And it is because you are already standing in it.
Nígbà wọ́n sì rí pé o ti dúró.
That's why it becomes dry in their own understanding. Now, that is the kind of man of God that God is longing to produce for this move of God. Now, so where is the secret of such an effective man or woman of God? Now the three passages that were read now gives us a very critical thing that we all must take note of if we want to effectively affect our generation.
O fun wa ni awon ikoni to lagbara ti a godo fiyesi ti awa na ba se fa ti a si pinu lati nipa ni iranti wa.
Now in the Songs of Solomon,
ninu orin Solomoni,
which it said is a very very powerful book,
èyí tó jẹ́ ìwé tó lágbára púpọ̀.
If you have time to study the whole of the 8 chapters.
Tí a bá ní àkókò láti jókòó láti kọ́ ẹ̀kọ́ nínú orí méjèèjọ tó wà nílẹ̀.
And what was the Songs of Solomon speaking about?
Àti pé kí ni orin Solomon yìí sọ nípa rẹ̀?
He's dealing with that indispensable intimacy with God that brings life into his church.
Ó ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìbáṣepọ̀ tí a ò lè fojú rí náà láàrin ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run àti Ọlọ́run èyí tó mú iyì wá sínú ìjọ Ọlọ́run.
And while we cannot within this short while get into all the issues, there are a few things in that chapter one that we've read that we should highlight. We just highlight them.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé àkókò ta ni ò lè gbà wá láyè láti lọ sínú kúnkún tó ọ̀rọ̀ náà, ṣùgbọ́n a ó wọ àwọn nǹkan díẹ̀.
Instead of starting to study verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, I would like us to look at the statement of challenge that a man of God faces before we look at how to solve it in those other verses. If you look at that verse 6 and 7, now here is a shepherd, a keeper of the vineyard, crying out. Here is a representative cry of a typical preacher. Let's look at it together. Look not upon me because I am black. Because the sun has looked upon me. Is that how it is in Yoruba language? My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyard. For my own vineyard have I not kept. What was the issue that the verse 6 was talking about? This man says, my brothers have made me the keeper of the vineyard. They have put me in charge of the vineyard. They have made me the shepherd of the flock. Does that talk about the pastor? Alright. And the work is so much.
He says, for Jojo,
that the brother is saying, the son has done what? Has beaten me. The son has turned me, has looked upon me. I have lost my personal beauty. I am exhausted. Is it possible for a man of God to be exhausted? Is it possible for a man of God to be fagged out? Is it possible for a man of God to be burnt out? Not because he has even gone into drinking or smoking, but because of the work that he was called to do. Now I was expecting that if a man is working very hard, taking care of the vineyard, and he became dark because the sun is biting him every day, I expected that the people for whom he is laboring, they should do what? They should understand with him. They should say, is it not our work he was doing? But what was the their response in that verse 6. What was their response? They were angry with me. Now, this is one of the strange peril that a preacher faces. What does this mean? And that's where we have to take our bearing if we don't want to be useless in the work we are doing.
If it were to take by only one, it's not about the energy of look and we share it out by you.
They said,
Master, we pay.
My brethren made me the keeper of the
vineyard.
But my own vineyard I have not kept. I was too busy taking care of the general vineyard. The sun is beating me morning and afternoon. Until my even my external countenance have become darkened.
And it all be dead we pay
to the point that those things that used to make me fresh, they are already chopped. Those things that keeps me fresh, they are already dried up. And it is because I am taking care of the vineyard of the brethren. So when I became darkened, they did not say, "Oh, Ebele, brother."
Oh, sorry, oh, sorry, my brother.
It is our work that made you like this. We can understand. What was their response? They were what? They were angry. Said they were angry with me. Excuse me, can I tell you the truth? Many of us are very busy with the work of God. That we did not have time to attend to our own personal lives. So when you begin to make personal blunders, you know, sometimes because you are no more having time to pray for your life, you are no more having time to read the scriptures personally. And when you are under this much pressure, a little thing that your wife does sometimes makes you to do what? To move on the beginning again. Now, if you and your wife begins to fight, if the judge hears it, what do they say?
Give me one song.
They say, Do we see them call a meeting?
àwọn tó ń lu ìyàwó wọn tẹ́lẹ̀.
Those that are expert in punching their wives.
Wọ́n sọ pé àti ẹ̀gbọ́ ti wá.
They
say, "Ah, you don't talk about us." You don't
talk like that. Àti
ẹ̀gbọ́ ti wá. Ètò wa ń bẹ̀rẹ̀ pastor.
What about the one that acknowledges pastor?
Ó sì wá ná ìyàwó ẹ̀.
Ẹsẹ̀ tó fi ná ìyàwó ẹ̀.
Kò serious.
It's not serious.
A job what we can love.
Let me look for another place.
Let me remind you.
A get you now, let's say.
When you lose your personal luster, your personal luster, that means that shines. The church will not retain you. You are so busy. Visiting everybody. Praying for other people's children. By the time you came back,
home,
for most of the time, your own children have slept. You have no time for them. Your wife has struggled to help them, but they say, so when your son becomes a vagabond, will the church pardon
you?
Now let me say so that you can get the point where it's
interesting.
Ministry can be very, very, very involving. But let me tell you, if it is done at the expense of your personal vineyard, even the ministry cannot retain you. The only thing that keeps you relevant in the work of God is what your personal life is. When you omit that, even because of the work of God, they will still be angry with you. But you know that they will knock on your door and say, "Pastor, Pastor, Pastor, Pastor."
Over Pharaoh, the city, Lori, Niyara, Busureti, what you better see my kind of life. Come back over.
There is something here. There is something here. And somehow you feel that as a man of God,
what must we pay? Can be in a shadow.
That is what to do.
What you say, Lenny?
To run from one to another.
That's my story. That's the kind of life.
And gradually.
Dear.
Your own personal inner man is being neglected. You are getting tanned with the sun. The secret freshness of your life is being chopped off.
And then I see
they will not retain you. You will have no reason to be there again.
Even if you think because you are the president and founder, nobody can remove you. Your damned life will remove you. So, what exactly must the man of God do? Before we return to verse 3, verse 4, and verse 5 that we need to read, there was a very important question that this man was asking. In verse 7. Can somebody read it for us?
Tell me,
Alaba, yes.
You whom I love,
where
you grace your flock.
Where do you grace your flock?
And where do you rest your sheep at midday?
Where do you rest them at midday, at
noonday?
Why should I be like a veiled woman?
Because of your pride.
Why? Why should I be a veiled woman? Can you read it in Yoruba for us? Yes.
So that I will not become like a veiled woman that misses the way with the sheep, the flock of his.
Wait for me. Wait for me. Nibonutin swamu agudare.
Where are thou feeding your sheep?
Where is the place where a man can get refreshing at noonday? Where can I feed my own soul in the midst of all of this? So why should I become like that alare? To say getting that's the situation of many of us. That's the situation of many, many preachers. Do you know that hardly do preachers find a place to feed? Do you know that for many of us, there are not many, many people or places where you can sit down and be properly fed? Do you know that that thing is not in the church? Do you know that if you and your wife are quarreling, who can you call?
Hello, what is
it? Can you call the chairman of church committee? So, what do you do? You find that even though there is a serious quarrel, you still dress on top of it.
And if your wife is crying,
see, I got that thing.
You sit there and you want to support the work.
Oh, to some way, so that I should be again.
Why don't you dress and come?
You don't have my new tie.
Let's go. And so she was compelled to dress up and come. And when she comes to church, she will be smiling.
She just is smiling.
But something that is boiling inside is causing a rottening. Do you again see the problem? That even if you say, let me tell a fellow pastor, your fear is that he will use it to preach on the pulpit. So, what do you do now? What do you do now?
Just keep it to yourself.
Until your life is finished. Do you also know that the difficulty is that even when you say, okay, let me go and tell my district overseer. It is treated as punishment issue. It is treated as a matter for discipline. So you can see that many people are not doing well in their inner lives. They can't tell their leaders. Because their leaders will use it as a disciplinary measure. And put them down from the pulpit. They cannot tell a colleague preacher. It will become a preaching item on the pulpit. They cannot tell a church member. It will reduce the honor that they carry. Where do you feed your flock? Where do you rest your soul at noonday? Where do I get a refreshing so that I don't become like that vain woman who is just going on with the flock? Is what I'm saying, is it real?
Yes.
Is it happening?
No, sir.
Eh?
Yes.
You know there are situations that is going on with you.
Oh my, in front of your land, love by you.
But the work of God must come. You know there are times you wake up in the morning. If you want to be sincere with yourself, you don't want to see anybody. But then when you look at your diary, there's a church prayer meeting. What do you do? What will say? You will eat. You will dress. And if it is in churches where we wear cassock and all of it, you put it on. Even when your spirit is not doing anything,
You feel compelled to officiate. When actually you need to be officiated. You have to officiate. You see, and those are very dangerous words. Officiating ministers. It comes from the word official. Something you have to do as a routine. Those are the perils of a preacher. It's not every Sunday that you have anything to preach. There are some Sundays that there's nothing to say. Your soul does not need to talk to anybody. You are dry. But if you open your mouth, I cannot preach. So you are compelled to keep going. Many of you are just going. You are just going. You are just rolling things on like a machine. Now, there's a limit to hypocrisy. There is nothing that you are sucking if you are not replacing it that will not dry. So the question this man of God is asking is, tell me, you whom I love, where do you feed? Where do you feed your flock? Where do you graze? Where do you rest your flock at noon? Why should I be the one that is just turning here as that alare that is just going about? The priority that God is demanding, if you are going to have effective ministry, is not ministry, it's you. Many times, even when we go for ministers meeting, what is discussed is still how to do ministry. If you go for a meeting now in your church denomination, and they say pastor's conference, you will notice that they will give a little time for morning devotion. Then people will begin to present papers. How to grow 21st century church. This is alare. Alare to get ninu long.
This is a weekly. There's somebody that has lost strength, actual strength in him.
The book of Lunge.
Instead of feeding him,
the book of Onyokonu.
Instead of giving him or her strength,
we're only giving him strategy of how to keep doing more work. So, brothers and sisters, one of the things that brought nominalism to God's work, to God's church, is this kind of internal dryness in the life of the preachers that have not been attended to. Not a layer maya nominalism, that thing that makes the church what can that be a what can that be for last yes. This afternoon, you know, yesterday we spent time dealing with this matter. Today we are ending this minister's class. And we can still not overemphasize this matter. So let's quickly see how to respond to this challenge. Now let me ask, do you have that need?
Yes.
I want to be sure that we are not just talking generally. Do we have that need? So, what is God's answer? The first answer that seemed to come, you find it in that verse 8, but I would love to return to verse 2. But let's read that verse 8 together, Namika.
Be walk Obama.
Go Obama.
Iwa are wa julo ni no awon obirin. Jade lo ni pase agbo eran. Ki wo ki o si bo awon omo ewure re leba ago awon oluswabu.
He said, go your way forth by the footsteps of the flock. That is what is difficult for a pastor. Become a church member. If you don't want to try out, go in the footsteps of the flock. Go to where ordinary flocks are finding food to eat and sit down there as a flock and don't let anybody call you out as a shepherd. When you have eaten, you can come back again and be the shepherd. Are you hearing me? The humility that is needed for a man of God to keep fresh. Demands that you put away status. You know, if you enter in a meeting as the man of God in church, whosoever is leading the prayer meeting, what do they say immediately? Our Father in the Lord wants a day.
Our Father in the Lord wants a day.
They take our bag back one.
let them come and pray for us.
Actually, I want rabbi you want to well for 2 years.
This sister has been looking for the fruit of the womb for the past 3 years. She has not.
This one I've been suffering from a paralysis. As my
way,
so immediately they will take you away from where you are sitting. And they will line up people for you to lay hands on. They are not concerned that you are dry inside. So many times, as that big man of God, you have to open up your mouth and say, let us pray, let us pray. And you know that there's nothing in you. There's no one. So in order to make it look as if there's something there, you may start by shaking your head and say, just to give a little kind of sense that there's something here, there's something. How will you overcome this problem? Put aside the status. Follow in the way of the flock.
So that you also can feed.
One of the greatest problems for the preacher is that he cannot sit down to be preached to.
Yes,
what you don't know is this, and I know it. Even as I'm speaking to you now, do you know your temptation? Your temptation is I can make four sermon out of it. So instead of eating, you are already making sermon out of this thing. Are you hearing me? So you see, for the man of God, that thing has entered our head that we can't eat for ourselves. If you have chance to go on your pulpit now, you will see that those things that you are supposed to have been chewing for your life, that will have given you inner strength, they are the ones people will think you are doing well. You don't know that those things that could have changed your life and given you strength for ministry, you have already given it
out.
It is the burial of a preacher. So how will I not become found even in the vineyard? He said, if you don't know, go your way by the footsteps of the new one. You go in with them and eat your own. Humility. I want to pray that ministry does not become status for you. It doesn't become profession. Never you forget that ministry will not give you a credential to heaven. It will also not give you an authentic, enduring relevance. You will be thrown out if you don't take care of your inner man. So the Holy Spirit said the first thing to do, change your mind. See yourself as a flock, not as a shepherd. I know that that is difficult. I know that those of you that have done some theological training, you can even be more serious. Because as soon as somebody opens the Bible, you are dealing with all the liturgical mistakes. You have already seen all that he should have said that he did not say. You know that it's very difficult for ministers to be blessed in any meeting. That's what makes us professional. How can I keep fresh? I am a flock. I have always prayed, Lord, I am not a preacher. I am just a Christian. So if there's Sunday school going on,
I'll
go and sneak there. The young man may open the Bible and may not even speak correctly. That's not my business. He has already given me something to chew for my life. Never you be on top of the Bible. Put yourself under the Bible. I even discovered, because you know, for these many years that I preached here and there, I have a big question that I've never stopped asking. How can I keep fresh? Because for me, freshness is more important than volume. How can I be so busy going up and down preaching and I will not be repeating myself? And God said yes. It is possible. And what did he say? You don't prepare sermon.
I don't come and
say
to
don't prepare sermon. Prepare yourself. The preparation of the heart is the mind. The utterance of the tongue is the Lord's. But unfortunately, we are busy preparing utterance. But that's not your business. Utterance comes from the Lord. But what are you supposed to prepare? To prepare your own heart. Don't know whether I'm sharing anything with you. No matter how much meeting I'm supposed to have, no matter how many thousands of them are gathered, what preoccupies me is not what to say to them. What bothers me is the state of my heart. Am I in a place that will be?
Yeah, I can carry the Lord to.
Is my heart in a place that the Spirit of God can freely flow through? So even if 2 hours to a meeting, I'm reading the Bible.
Go back to the
It does not occur to me that I'm reading the Bible for the message. No. I am eating.
What the Lord is going to say is the Lord
that's
going to bring the offering.
But
the strength of carrying the Lord's
there.
I must have that strength.
Do you know that I'm confessing you? Am I confessing you? So you see, for me, for you to be fresh, your focus is not the pulpit. It's not the meeting. It's not the program. It's me. To eat. It looked as if, I'm doing this, will I not become a careless preacher? Have I appeared like a careless preacher to you? As any time I preach, as something fresh come out. And some of you will think, that
before this brother can bring such a message,
he has prepared for about 10 hours. No. That's not the matter. The man to prepare is me. If I'm okay, God will do what He wants to do. Where do you feed your flock at noonday? Where do you make them to rest? If you don't know, follow the flock.
For if I say I will.
you do that, you will never become outdated. I was invited to come and preach somewhere, I think that's
1983.
They have invited me to come and do a meeting.
Wọ́n ti pè mí fún ìpàdé láyé.
And they gave me 8 months notice.
Ìdúrà oṣù mẹ́jọ wọ́n sì fún mi sí ọjọ́ ìpàdé.
And the meeting was important.
Ìpàdé sì ṣe pàtàkì púpọ̀.
So I prepared that I'm going to really prepare for that meeting.
Èmi náà sì gbáradì pé ẹ múra fún pàdé.
They wanted me to do exposition of a particular book.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kí n wá ṣe àtúpalẹ̀ ọ̀kan nínú ìwé Bíbélì.
Normally, when they ask you to come and do exposition, that is not casual preaching. Or can they move the baby, go fast, can come and all right? No. These are scholars, they need exposition. So I thought that that's what I must do. So when it remains 1 month to the meeting, I told a brother to back out of his house so that I can use his house for the whole week. So I told him to lock me up and go away with the key. That when I've got what I'm looking for, I will signal him to come and open me up. So that I will not be tempted to go anywhere. You know, I want revival. I want to preach so that something will happen. That thing affected me up till now. So when I went in there, lock the door. Jesus, I am here. Holy Ghost, I am here. Father, I am here, I am here for you. Oh Lord, I am here. You know you will be a preacher. So when I began that, the Holy Spirit asked me a question. What are you here for? Also, I said, here for what? I we have a meeting where they have invited me. I need to receive utterance. For that exposition, I brought all my fat Bibles. So the Holy Spirit wanted to help me, that he said, are you here for yourself to be made? In order for me to use you, or you came here to prepare the exposition. No, not to prepare the exposition. You know, I kept quiet for a while because this is a hard question. Say, Holy Spirit, what do I answer? It occurred to me to say, God, I came not for the congregation. I came for you to deal with me.
láti bá mi pàdé.
Do you know that God said, if that is the, if that's why you are here?
Nígbà mo sọ lẹ́yìn ọlọ́run wa sọ pé tó bá ṣe pé ìdí tó fi wá bí nìyẹn.
The agenda is not the exposition.
Ètò tó wà lẹ́ta là kalẹ̀ yìí ṣe tàtúbalẹ̀ mọ́.
He didn't even for 3 days.
Fún odidi ọjọ́ mẹ́ta gbáko.
Did not even allow me to open the Bible to read those the book of exposition.
Kò jẹ́ ìgbà mi láàyè láti ẹ̀ tí lọ ka orí Bíbélì yẹn fún àtúbalẹ̀.
It started dealing with me in a different manner.
Ọlọ́run sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bá mi lò ní ọ̀nà tó yà.
I cried.
Mo sunkún.
I wept.
Mo sunkún.
I rolled on the ground.
Mo yílẹ̀.
I repented.
Mo ronú pìwàdà.
After 3 days.
Lẹ́yìn ọjọ́ kẹta.
He has not even spoken.
Kò tiẹ̀ tí ì sọ̀rọ̀
bá. One word about the meeting.
Kò tí ì sọ̀rọ̀ bá ọ̀rọ̀ kan ṣoṣo nípa ìpàdé yẹn.
He said you can go.
Ó bá ní máa lọ.
I said, what of the exposition? No, I have learned a lot. I'm learning from God. I wish you can learn. I wish God will help you. You see, he has helped me. And I am still needing help. I pray that God will help you. You see, when God helps you, your trouble will reduce. Your struggling will reduce. What God was dealing with me has nothing to do with the meeting. So the meeting, the day of the meeting came. Only Lord, but you have not even given me what to do with this exposition. He said, you
won't
help me. Carry me there. When you get there, I will talk to them. I don't need preachers. I only need carriers. You see, you will think that God called you to preach. The greatest call God gave you is to become a carrier of Baba. If you can carry him to the pulpit and lead him to do what he wants to do, nobody can predict what he will do. So, I said to him, my problem that day was that
Lord,
if it was ordinary
sample,
but he didn't come with.
He might not have anything to say.
Tabate be. Tabakoni je. But at least one verse will come up. But already is not a matter of one verse. You have to take a whole book of the Bible. You need to explain where they wrote it, when they wrote it, why they wrote it, and what was it that they were writing, and to whom are they writing. I dear God. God said, who told you that is exposition? That is explanation, not exposition. Carry me there.
Oh, you have been with us.
Do you know my trouble, sir?
Yeah, my young Timothy.
Up to the point.
Did you say a couple younger?
I even want to open that Bible to read.
What the best you original in your kingdom?
He will not allow me. He was leading me to read another passage for my own soul.
He for me, your own daddy, means Latika, phone or can't they me?
They already, like a Baba was already leading the meeting. And I know that once they finish, they are going to call me. And the passage I'm still reading is still dealing with my own life. And it has nothing to do with the topic of the meeting. But when they call me, I say, Lord, but they don't do anything. How can I tell this ruler that I did not prepare? They give me 8 months notice. I even locked myself. He said, so I was surprised. That a prepared man is more important than a prepared sermon. When Baba opened up the Word of God, it was new to me. I was hearing it for the first time. The people were shouting. I have not finished. When they were rolling on ground and weeping. Is this what this Bible is? Sometimes you will think that your message will be weak. If you only focus on your life, to such a man as I am, going all this praying. So no, let's serious business. Yes, have you read the book of your Jones? Have you read this one? Have you read this one? Well, what are your bibliography? What do you mean by that? Can you agree, brothers, to make yourself a flock? Be a flock at your heart. Even until you get to the pulpit, you are still a flock. Even when you are preaching, you are still a flock. You are still eating. When you finish preaching, when others are running to the altar call, if you also need to run to the altar call, what do you do? Why? Because you are a flock. If you do that, you will never run dry. The Holy Spirit was pointing these issues out. So you now return to verse 2, verse 3, verse 4 of that book. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For your love is better than wine. What is that? That for you, the kisses of his mouth is more important than wine. What is wine? Wine is the wine of ministry. The intoxicating anointing for ministry. If you want to remain fresh, the kisses of his mouth should be more important to you than the wine of ministry. What I don't know how to explain to you. Do you know that preaching is exciting? It's exciting. To the point that many of us we love preaching. I'm praying.
You come and pray.
Some of us will like this pulpit. We like the platform. That the secret place where we're only sucking his mouth. But you see, that's where God makes his men. That's where he pours into them afresh. If we do not cherish that over and above pulpit ministry, pulpit ministry is likely to override your private devotion.
Amen. Iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ orí pẹpẹ ìwàásù ó ṣeé ṣe pé kó gba àyè kó gba gbogbo àkókò wa ju ìbáṣepọ̀ wa pẹ̀lú.
It will actually take.
Òjòjò rẹ̀ ni wípé yóò tẹ̀ gba gbogbo àkókò rẹ̀.
But the man who wants to work with God says,
ẹni tó fẹ́ bọ̀ Ọlọ́run sì ni sọ wípé,
let him kiss me.
Jẹ́ kó fi ẹnu rẹ̀ bu ẹnu mi.
With the kisses of his mouth.
Pẹ̀lú ìfẹnukonu ẹnu rẹ̀.
I no longer call you servant. Because you see, servant, the servant of God is wonderful. But he said, a servant does not know what his master is doing. I have been saying, God. You know, the other day I said, I don't want to. The introduction I want from God is not about my preaching. I wish God can introduce me and say, "This, you know, this is my friend, my son.
I am with
you. Go and listen to me. That's what I'm looking for. I don't want anything else.
No, that can be.
Don't want a big name.
No, very good.
I want Jesus.
Jesus be my friend.
Want him to be my friend. Want to be intimate with him. Wish he can whisper to me and say, "Believe your man, don't share
it." Do you know what is happening?
And
I understand. So that we have a good conversation.
And if I have to go and preach,
so that it will be the one that
says,
"Oh yeah, carry me there."
So God says, "Gentle Satan."
And when he has finished whatever he has to do
there, be really
returning.
Came there, had it on daily. Came,
and when we get back home,
as we were saying,
and we continue the conversation by saying solo.
May God change your taste.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit make you see what these other men saw. It's all right, because time has finished, so we'll stop here. Let's stop here. He said, draw me. Draw me. If you read that from other versions, if you read it maybe from Living Bible, is there any Living Bible here? Yes, Ebaneka, brother, stand up quickly with a loud voice.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
He says, take me with you.
Take me with you.
Come, let's run.
Why,
the king has brought me into his palace.
Yes.
How happy we will be. Your love is better than wine.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another version that I don't have here, maybe Message. Is anybody carrying the Message? It's one Bible called Message. It's not here. You have it. Stand up and read with a loud voice, sir. Quickly.
Take me away with you.
Take me away with you.
Come on, move me now.
Yes.
Run off together.
Let us run off together.
An elopement to my king lover.
Did you see the word elopement? What's elopement? Excuse me. Escape. Do you know that if God does see a loop with us, ministry will not let you? If God, if He did not take us away with Him, ministry activity will not allow us. Take me away. An elopement with my king, my lord. Take me into your private chamber. Lock the door. Let's just be together. For so many of us, the only thing that makes us to go to the place of prayer is need. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, show yourself. Open your windows of calling. In the name of Jesus. In the name. So people will think you are praying. And God said,
He has not come for me.
Oh, Lord, wow.
He's only looking for money.
So can you imagine that there's so much prayer and it's never a communion with God? Let's stop here. So all the other passages, I know you will understand them now. Take heed to yourself. Yourself. And your doctrine. So that you will both save yourself and those who hear. You can't save those who hear you until you have saved yourself. Thank you very much, brothers. Sisters, we are very grateful for your coming. I trust that God will make this little thing we have done these 3 days an input into your ministry. Silver and gold we don't have. This is the little thing we have. We don't have those big posters, PowerPoint, and the man of God came in and and he invited us and he's talking big, we don't have that. We don't know about that. I am not sorry to say that. I'm not sorry.
No.
Because we don't, he didn't give us that. What he gave us. Please let me, I want to make that last statement. What he gave us. Even when he was giving it. I can't say. So why would we need?
Do you think that this is just the little thing that I needed?
To be able to succeed in what you have called me to do.
All those people that have been hearing about them speaking bogusly.
Don't I need to give me those
things?
One thing is needful.
And
if you take this,
only by late,
it will be okay.
What's it for?
It didn't look big enough. To the extent that you may want to say, ah, it's okay, you can come up by Duanani.
So what happened is, okay,
this thing that God gave us,
in kind, see, Allah before,
as little as it is,
but it came to you,
is a secret.
Bonus,
is the thing that will bring everything you are looking for to you. Kings, they are coming. It's not that we are going around the grave.
It's not that we are going to beg kings to come.
Don't need that.
You
don't need that. We don't go and say, I'm a professor.
We are looking for professors.
Nico.
That's not it.
If I carry this thing, I won't win.
Hallelujah.
Are you understanding? Yeah. It compels men to come.
Because
in my name, Kaka. It doesn't depend on the degree I had. So even if I didn't go to school, if I carry this one, this thing will still
happen.
It doesn't depend on the big accommodation you have. Even if you are in one woman
panel
and you catch this thing, this thing will still happen. Tom, may the Lord help you. So we're going to pray together. But if this thing
it is nothing to you,
you can leave it.
You must have a feeling.
And go to where you can get the jim things. No problem. Let's pray together. Draw me near.